This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we discuss this Eagles team and what's next. We had a parade on Friday. That's the immediate. We got a parade on Friday. You ready for Friday, Hugh?
No,
what do you mean?
I mean, I'm not. I mean, but I will be.
You got to get your mind right. It's party time.
No, not yet. I got a couple days.
Okay. I think most of the city's ready.
I got parent-teacher conference tomorrow. I got to do that first.
Oh, okay. One step at a time. You make it sound like you're the teacher.
No, I got parent-teacher conference.
He's got to meet with all the parents.
Yeah.
That'd be a party.
Yeah, that would. All right, before we go any further with our conversation on the phone lines, let's get to a guest here. Our next guest, Seth Joyner.
Yes, that's sponsored by BetParks Online Casino Sportsbook app. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back. BetParks.com for details. Must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Michigan. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seth, how we doing, Seth?
Seth!
Couldn't be doing any better, man. Are you kidding me?
The Eagles are champions, Seth, and they did it. Let's talk about how they did it, Seth, because I could picture you with a smile on your face watching the way they won that Super Bowl, because that was
a curb stomp.
That was as good of a defensive performance in a big game as I've ever seen. Seth, take us inside as you watched it, what you were thinking, especially early when they were dominating up front.
Wow. I just, it's funny because I had Ray Dittinger on my pre- and post-game show this past week for the Super Bowl, and we're sitting there watching the game, and he turns and he looks at me at one point. He was like, is this really happening? It was really, really funny the way he said it, you know. I think we all were shocked. I'm one of those people that I had no doubt that they were going to win the game, but I didn't see a beatdown like that. Good Lord. I mean, that's the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, with potentially the greatest coach of all time and potentially the greatest quarterback of all time. And the Eagles just made them look, you know, they made them look very average, you know, not only from a team standpoint, but from the superstar, you know, head coach, offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, right down to, you know, the quarterback that was on the field. He looked average.
Well, he did, and it was one of the worst we've ever seen him in a big game. I mean, they usually score and are in all these games. He so rarely gets blown out, Seth. And what was amazing to me was, if you had told me before the game that, let's say, Jalen Carter would have had an amazing game and been the MVP, I should have said, okay, that he's a great player. But with Seth, I couldn't have predicted how it was all of them. It wasn't just him. It was Milton Williams. It was Jalix Hunt. It was Josh Sweat. It was Ojomo. Whoever Vic put out there, it was like a wave of pressure unlike anything I've ever seen. That's what impressed me so much, that there wasn't just one guy. It was all of them.
Well, a lot of times, you know, in Super Bowls, it is that way. It's some other guy. You know, one of the guys that you don't anticipate, you know, first of all, with Patrick Mahomes, I'll say this. This, to me, is why, you know, I always preach pressure, pressure, pressure. You got to come up with creative blitzes. You got to speed up quarterbacks' clocks, because the one thing that pressure does, it is the great equalizer when it comes to great quarterbacks. And I don't care who you are, when I speed you up and I make you uncomfortable and I make you have happy feet and come off that first read, that pressure is kryptonite to every quarterback, and I don't care who you are. I mean, I played against some of the great quarterbacks, greatest quarterback to ever play the game, and when we put pressure on them, we made them look average, okay? So just to get back to, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there before we move on, but to get back to, you know, it's a total team effort. I was saying all week, you know, I did a lot of interviews on a lot of different, you know, outlets leading up to the Super Bowl, and of course everybody thought I was crazy. They thought I was being a homer. I said, listen, you know, you've got Patrick Mahomes, who arguably at some point may go down as the greatest quarterback that the NFL has ever seen. You got Andy Reid, you know, speaks for himself, what he's accomplished. You know, greatest, could be the greatest head coach ever. And you got potentially, you know, somewhere down the road, you know, top five, top three defensive coordinators in Steve Spagnuolo. I said, and you got Chris Brown on the defensive side of the ball. I said, the thing is, two of those people ain't going to step foot on the field, and they can't do nothing but strategize from the sideline. I said, the Eagles have a team. And give me a team over two or three players any day of the week. Now, I didn't know they was going to drag them through the mud like they drug them through the mud. But good Lord, you know, a team always wins, man, especially, you know, when you're as balanced as the Philadelphia Eagles are. And they've been that way all season long. We just need to see them do it in the Super Bowl to come to the realization that that's who they really are.
You know, Seth, I'm curious because you talk about the defensive line, man. They got pressure with four, and they got pressure almost immediately. My question to you is this. Have you ever seen anything like that? I know you play with Reggie. You play with Reggie and Jerome, and those guys got after the quarterback. Have you ever seen anything that so immediate?
Yeah. We went down to Dallas and sacked Troy Aikman 11 times in one game.
That's what I was trying to do.
I mean, I've seen it before, but it's just the plan. Because, listen, we ain't never seen that before.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't never seen it before.
Not from this group. We haven't seen that, you know, this year.
Yeah.
You know, one of the biggest question marks all season long was, in big games, especially against a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, would you be able to generate pressure? Would you be able to, you know, disrupt him? And that answer, you know, was, well, we don't know. We'll see, you know. And what you saw on Sunday night, man, was just, they had a plan, bro. They had a plan. I drew it up on my whiteboard on my podcast last night. And when I really thought about it, you know, when you talk about rush lane discipline and all those types of things and trying to create that pocket where you don't let the quarterback escape, your defensive ends and your edge rushers not getting too high on the quarterback and allowing him to step through that tackle, that defensive end gap, man, the defensive ends, Hugh, lined up and they went in a wide nine. Them fools is in like a wide 11.
Yeah, they were, you know, they were getting after it.
And they were just, you know, on the snap of the ball, they was going at the outside shoulder, and it was all bull rush, okay? There was no, oh, I'm trying to get around you. I'm trying to get around the edge. I'm trying to dip the shoulder. No. It was just, okay, we're going to take the outside shoulder, and we're going to bull rush these fools every single play. And then our defensive tackles, you know, one of them's going to be doubled, the other one's going to be singled up. But we just going to maintain our lanes, and we just going to push. So when you do that, you shrink Patrick Mahomes' ability to step up into the pocket. But what happens with your defensive ends when they don't just go willy-nilly up the field and allow him to escape, when he goes to step up, there's nowhere to go. You know, so, and they were just getting just high enough where the offensive tackle couldn't even tell how high they were. So now all of a sudden when you fall back inside and Patrick Mahomes ain't got nowhere to go, it's just a feeding frenzy, man. I mean, they created the blueprint for how to beat Patrick Mahomes and how to pressure him. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to have to restructure their whole offensive line this offseason. Because if they don't get that right, every single team in the National Football League is going to play them that way. And, I mean, listen, we got some good pass rushers. But there's some elite guys out there, and there's some teams out there that if they just stop trying to get the hell around the edge and do what we just did on Sunday,
punch them in the mouth.
Yeah, they cause a lot of problems for Kansas City. And I said last week, you know, Kansas City is a hybrid team because when they really want to play smash mouth football, they bring in those extra linemen, extra tight ends, and they can run the ball downhill. But at their core, they're a finesse football team. And how do you beat a finesse football team? You hit them in the mouth. And with Vic Fangio being an old school, you know, type coach, that's exactly the type of game plan that he put together. Cooper DeJean up jamming Travis Kelce at the line of scrimmage, just frustrating the hell out of him. I'm telling you, man,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It was masterful to watch. Master.
It was incredible. It's an all-time performance by a defense that belongs in that category. All right, Seth, let's go to the other side of the ball and how they did it. What impressed you the most about how Jalen Hurts played in this game? Yeah, well, what about him? Because, Seth, look, he was great. Statistically, he was great with the eye test. But to me, it was his poise. It felt like whenever Spagnuolo threw a blitz at him, he saw it. He threw it. The Dotson throw early, I was like, oh, he's on point today. He saw the blitz. He got rid of the ball. I thought it was in a season where he had, you know, four or five great games. I thought it was a masterclass in quarterback play. What impressed you the most?
Listen, he was impressive in the NFC Championship game, and he was even more impressive, you know, Sunday in the Super Bowl. The one thing that Jalen Hurts is, you know, and I've been saying it for a long time, the kid is just a winner. And he plays bigger the moment and the bigger the game is. You know, now, we could talk about his statistics and all of those types of things, you know, but the kid just wins, man. You know, and you can complain about his stats, you know, his passing yards. You know, we fail to realize that the plan this year was to run the football. Run the football to win the football game. Your defense is playing so well, you don't have to put the ball in harm's way. He had a bunch of turnovers the first four games. They came back after the bye and decided, hey, we're going to run the football. We're going to throw it when we need to. He averaged 21 passes per game and still completed over 70%. Now, the numbers weren't there, but look at the 16 wins in the last 17 games, man. You know, so, and next year may look different. Next year they may come out, he may throw the ball 30, 35 times a game. But this is the way that they had to win this year, you know, and people just couldn't get themselves comfortable, you know, with the old school way of winning football games. But guess what? They're Super Bowl champions. So don't nobody give a damn about what you thought or what you think about our quarterback, because guess what? He hung out with Mickey Mouse this, you know, on Monday. Not Patrick Mahomes. Okay?
Yes, he did. Yes,
so
he did.
At the end of the day, he is a winner, okay? He may not say all the things that you like. He may not play the way that you want him to play. But what he does is he shows up in big-time games, and he makes big-time plays, and he has outperformed the great Patrick Mahomes in two Super Bowls. Two. And if we had Vic Fangio as a defensive coordinator, we'd have three Super Bowl championships, not just two.
No, that's what you call – I call that a dynasty. That's when you can use that word, dynasty.
Well, we can start thinking about it.
And they're on their way. They're on their way.
He said they're on their way.
That means he's thinking about it. They're on their way.
They're on their way.
They are on their way, because think about it. You know, this is my thought about Kellen Moore. I thought Kellen Moore made the most egregious mistake. Now, I get it. The money, the opportunity, you got to do it. But his ass going to be fired down there in New Orleans in the next 2 years, because he walked into an impossible situation, and he's not going to succeed down there with what they have and what their problems are. He could have stayed here another year, and they could have potentially won another Super Bowl. Listen, they're still in a window, man.
Yeah.
They're going to win another Super Bowl, maybe two, in the next 2 to 3 years, the way they're constructed, because they are a physical team in an era where you play soft, finesse football, and they're going to keep dominating and beating people down. Listen, dare I say, because, you know, when we heard this, we all chuckled, you know. Dare I say that this might be the new normal? Dare I say that this might be the gold standard for the next 3 to 5 years? Because I'm telling you right now, the guys on the defensive side of the ball are only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let them mess around and let us figure out how to get Myles Garrett. Can you imagine him?
Yeah, he had grown ass,
Carter,
man.
On the same, and Nolan Smith all on the defensive line. Just like Vince Carter said, with the throat cut, it will be over.
Game
you
on.
Know what I'm saying? And on the offensive side of the ball, all of those guys are locked in. Hurts is on his franchise deal. You just re-upped A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. You just re-upped Jordan Mailata and Landon Dickerson. Your center's on his rookie contract. It looks as though we're probably going to get Becton back, because for his sanity and mental health, this is probably the best place for him to be. He had one foot in the league and one out, and look how we revived him. And we know what Lane's going to do. Who the hell's going to stop us, man?
No one. I mean, it's that if they play the way they did in the last 2 weeks and they carry it over, they're the favorite. I mean, they're the favorite again to win next year, rightfully so. Seth, loved talking to you all year and having you on the show. We appreciate it. Enjoy a little relaxing time now that this thing is over, and enjoy watching and celebrating the parade, right? Thank you, Seth.
Not yet, boy. I got to make that trip down the road to victory. You know what that is, right? Down Broad, up JFK, into the Art Museum, baby.
Love it, Seth. We appreciate it. We'll talk
soon.
See
you there, brother.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.